people. Let's get our intro music going on. Kimberly and Ashley are back again. Say hi, Kimberly.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Hello, world. How are you?
You want to flow for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want to sing? She can sing. She's a queen to be free from infection without erections.
So what are we talking about today, Ashley?
Okay, so let me turn it down.
What's the topic of discussion? What's the 411? What kind of knowledge are we putting down today?
So, you know, I was consulting some people, and this topic came up, and so it's like, will a man or a woman, I'm trying to word it the way that person worded it.
Okay.
Let you take their clothes off, but allow them to see, allow you to see them naked.
Wait, I'm gonna see.
You can take their clothes off, but will they allow you to see them naked?
I don't get it.
You don't get it? Oh my gosh, she doesn't get it. So what that means is, like, even though you're being physical with this person, will they allow you to get into their head to actually see what's going on in there, seeing them naked for their true self?
Oh, you mean mentally?
Yeah.
Why did you
that
say
was
that?
Sexy, right?
What? No, it was confusing. Oh. Why did you just say?
Well, it sounded sexy when I heard it.
I'm like, y'all really taking clothes off without really seeing each other? Like, how you doing that? But okay. I want to understand.
So, in relationships, does that happen? You think people just get, they just take their clothes off but don't truly get naked?
I mean, yeah, to some degree. I mean, if you're living day to day with someone every day, I would imagine you're gonna delve a little bit into that person's personality and get to know them. No, I don't think so.
How long does it take?
90 days.
Like a 90-day fiance? Do you really think in 90 days you'll know everything it is about that person and be able to marry them?
Not marry them, absolutely not. But 90 days you'll know all the information that you need to make an informed decision as to whether or not you want to stay.
90 days.
Yep, 3 months. Yeah.
3 months.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'd take me longer than 90 days. I mean, being that if I'm dating somebody, I only give you a year of my time. And then after that.
So then those 90 days are going to be crucial. Then yours will probably be even more intense. Because if you're only giving them a year.
I mean, only got,
what, 9 months left. So you better, those 90 better be crucial. I mean, when you first meet somebody, you're really getting to know them.
It's the honeymoon period.
Yeah. And I think you find out a lot. You ask questions. When you do stuff together, you go out to a restaurant. You see if he's eyeing every chick that passes by. And you see how he treats his mom. You see how he handles his business, how he handles his finances, how he tips. You know what I mean? All of those things you're watching, you're paying attention to. So, yeah, if you're doing any type of exclusive hanging out, you're going to know a man by 90 days.
Yeah. So do you think a person can keep that front up?
No.
You're going to
relax and let your guard down. Yeah. Yeah. People always show you who they really are. You can't help but, because people speak what's in their heart. What I talk about all the time, health and fitness and this and that.
There are some people though that do front, and then after you get married, you know, it completely changes.
That means you just didn't delve deep enough. Like you know if somebody's lazy from the jump. You know if a man is lazy from the start.
Like Dirty John.
Yeah, you know if they're lazy from the start. You can't hide that. You know, you can't hide that.
So the question is, especially for you millennials out there, if that person lets you take off their clothes, will they allow you to see them naked? And once you see them naked, will you like what you see? And will you stay?
Say what you're saying.
Will you, I'm trying to be sexy. And will you stay with them after you see them naked? That's the question.
What if they got stretch marks? Bullet holes. War wounds.
So that would be a horrible past. Stretch marks, mental ward. Bullet holes. They've been out there in the streets.
Missing a limb.
Well, you'll know that. Unless it's like, I'm going to get you sucker, right?
Missing a limb means they're crazy. They're kind of loco. I mean, oh my gosh, they're missing a screw. Missing limbs represent missing a screw.
One taco short of a full meal, is that what it is? One french fry short of a happy meal or something. Yeah. The elevator doesn't go all the way up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a question we have to ask. But I don't know, you know, like if somebody came with the beard, it would be very hard. I would be very blinded by a man with a beard. Yeah. That's something else.
Here
men with beards, holla. I'm just playing. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
Here we go. It's not me. Dad, it's not me.
It was her, Dad. She did it. No, they don't. Yes, we sound the same.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. Okay.
You say yes, we do.
So anyway, let's see. Today's new normal. So it's like 80, 90 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what it is Celsius.
It's about 80.
Well, I'm talking about like on the regular now. It's been for the past days.
Oh, okay.
Sorry for my people, like, you know, in Europe. I don't know what that is Celsius. Maybe 20 Celsius. I'm not sure. But, you know, we've been given like so much information about, should you wear the mask outside? Should you not wear the mask? This doctor said that you're outside. You need to get the air, especially if you work out. You know, don't wear the mask because you can pass out. And if you're jogging with your mask on, how many people are going to help you? You think about that?
I just think I'm breathing in the same air. Like I'm breathing in that hot air, that hot breath of my own. If I'm jogging in the mask and I'm breathing hard, like I really don't want to do that. And I just, if I'm outside, I don't jog in a crowd. I'm not in a marathon. So when I'm walking outside, I'm by myself. So I think that's my time to get my fresh air. Now again, we'll reiterate, when I go to large crowds, like if I go to Walmart or
inside,
I have on my mask always.
Yeah, inside. But then, like, certain stores now, you said you went to Virginia? And were they wearing?
It was kind of optional. But when I went into the one store, the clothing store, that they had a sign on, you have to have on your mask. But I went into the auto store, and neither one of us had our masks on.
Oh, so it just depends on however they're...
Shout out to Ivan Cortez, the baddest mechanic in the DMV.
And he has a beard now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know.
No, you'll see him Monday then.
Okay, yeah. Well, hey, I'll try to snap a picture.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so we went into the store and got my parts, and we did not have to wear masks. But they had like a plastic shield in front of the counter. So yeah,
like a splash guard.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, like
me and him, the man exchanged hand touches.
Hand touches.
Yeah, when I handed him the money, hand touches.
They exchanged hand touches.
Yeah, hand touches.
Will you exchange a hand touch with me?
Okay.
No, not you. Someone with the beard.
Okay.
Go tell it on the mountain.
I'm telling Dad.
Over the land and everywhere. Is it?
Yeah. Way too much.
Oh, this just in. So I don't know if you guys are following what's going on in Washington, D.C., but the mayor, Mayor Bowser, she's a lover of liberty. She loves America. She painted the street, and it says Black Lives Matter in yellow.
And it's Black Lives Matter Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. And she just,
yeah.
Yeah. The mayor of D.C. renamed 16th Street Black Lives Matter Plaza.
And it leads to the White House.
And it leads to the White House.
He's never walking on that street.
Well, you know, slaves built the White House anyway, right? Yeah, she's the mayor. Like, you know, I really do have to give her her props because she has really expressed, she's doing a very good job. And she's really expressed her concerns about what's going on in D.C. And, like, when the president, he sent in the 45, he sent in the troops or whatever, you know, she got them out of one place. Can you explain that?
She canceled a curfew. She said no more curfew.
Yeah, she canceled the curfew.
And she used the Third Amendment to get the troops out of the city. It was something, don't quote me, but it was something like they have to be invited or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
She found a loophole.
Exactly, by using the Third Amendment.
Yeah, so I thought that was really good.
And your president's upset. He called her incompetent. What do you call it? Incompetent.
Nasty lady. Yeah. Probably.
He just a president, but he don't have control of what the mayor do.
Right. Because she's like the governor. She's everything wrapped up in one because D.C. is not a state.
Right. So she has to be the governor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she has everything. A lot of power.
She has every, yeah.
Governor, being a mayor. And,
this is a district.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've never seen, you know, we're from the West Coast, so we're from a state, but we're here, but I've never seen, like, I mean, for the most part, as far as the business aspect of it, it's pretty organized, you know, from her office on down. I'm sure there's things that could always use improvement, but, you know, as far as like the unemployment, and all that stuff, it happens quick. And
Maryland has more unemployment than D.C.
Yeah.
I think Maryland's bigger, too.
Maryland's bigger, yeah. D.C. is not nice in D.C. This is not that big.
This is our guest that's just walking by, and he's just talking to us. I don't know if you guys can hear him. Yeah.
You still have to record it?
Yes, we're online.
How long have you
Yes, bystander that's walking by asking for beer. Oh, he's handing out beer. Well, thank you for the Heineken. Yes. So, oh, look, Amsterdam, Holland. I'm coming for you. Oh, Glenn, what's up, Glenn? He said, I want a beer. Yeah, sorry. Well, we're on our second. Yeah, this is our favorite. Glenn. He's always here for us. Millennial, get off the phone. Okay, so he said, this is a new you has a male co-host. No, he's just a bystander that's passing by. That's handing out beer. So he's here with us. He doesn't have a beard though. So yeah. So where do we find these people? You know, people that just walk by and say, hey, you want to come over and talk to us? And then they just come. Yeah. So that's where we are. We just pick up strangers, you know? You just meet him at the club. Next thing you know, you're living with him.
Oh my God.
I'm telling Dad. Or Netflix and chill, right? Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill.
3 months. Right, Netflix.
Netflix. Got two pictures.
Netflix and chill.
Netflix and shack up. I'm saying.
Because then you introduce Hulu and Amazon Prime into the orgy. And so then you're locked in. So that's what happens. So there's a reason why they has a you fucking or watching pop up after like two shows. Oh, yeah. You know how you're watching the show and it's like after like maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 episodes, like, are you still watching?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what?
Are you still? Yeah, yeah. Because if you're Netflix and chilling, then you're probably not watching anymore.
Or me, I fall asleep.
Yeah, you falling asleep.
I have fallen asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're Netflix and chilling.
Netflix and naked.
You know, I think I'm just too old for that now.
I mean,
I think I just fall asleep.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, the TV's in the bedroom, so it's like, okay.
Now, if the TV is up, Netflix and fapping for us lonely folks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For us lonely people, that's what happens. Wait a minute, Glenn. You have a girlfriend. You're not lonely. How is she doing anyway? Let us know. Oh, let that joke. Yeah, okay. Yeah, she's good. Okay. Because I was going to say, you know, you're not lonely. Yeah. So, anyway, we're just out here. We thought we would record since it's nice and hot. Talked about what's going on in DC. Oh, so, Glenn, we have a question for you.
He's art.
He said you are drinking it. Yeah, we're having our beers.
I'm having water.
Oh, yeah, she's having water. She's having water.
Water.
I'm she's having drinking fresh water. Water.
Flat water, not sparkling water. Flat water.
Okay, so, Glenn, for the question that we asked on the first half of the show, will you only take your clothes off for someone or will you let them see you naked?
She means open up your soul to someone.
I'm trying to be sexy. How many times do I have to tell you that?
I was confused.
You're always confused.
Take off your clothes to someone, but really never let them see you naked. Say what you think. If you want a clear answer, then give me ask a clear question.
Whatever.
Do you bear your soul to the one?
Do you bear your soul? So it's like literal stripping. Exactly. Oh. Emotional. You're sliding down the emotional pole.
Oh, God.
You're dancing. You're spreading your wings and letting your emotional juices out for that person to see.
You know, he's just like messing with you, playing along with you. Right?
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm describing it now. Nobody, okay? Like you said, emotional, you're emotionally stripping.
Oh.
So he says yes, he does. For his lady. So you guys out there, are you emotional strippers? Do you strip emotionally? Or do you strip with your clothes on?
Oh my God.
That's good, right? That's good. That's good.
We're having technical difficulties because I call bullshit right now.
I myself am emotional stripper. I don't strip with just my clothes on.
Well, I need somebody to make it rain if I'm stripping.
What, rain with problems?
No. Rain with cash.
He says, I'll get physically naked. No problem. But I'm keeping my emotions on. So he is not, you are not an emotional stripper. Are you an emotional stripper? Listen out there. Okay, our passerby is now talking about things. Thanks for the beers. Okay, yeah, so today we just wanted to see how everyone was doing, just check in with the whole world.
I have no energy.
I don't know why. Okay, so it took 3 years to emotionally strip. So it takes 3 years.
For men, maybe.
For men. So do women strip sooner than men?
I think we tend to bear it all a little quicker.
I don't know. There are some evil women out there. Don't you watch Lifetime?
Yeah. That's why they're evil, because they bared it too soon.
He said, that's me, not a man thing. So, yeah. But at least you've done it. Some men just, they never strip with their souls. They only strip physically, but not emotionally.
Never say what's in their heart and really let you delve deep into their emotions.
I mean, just because you're cute and all and have a beard doesn't mean you can't show who you are emotionally. I will look beyond that. I'm just saying. Oh, so his lady, yeah, she's emotional. Oh, she's been stripping emotionally since they met. Well, see that's awesome.
See?
I guess. But do you want somebody to just, you know, strip for you emotionally, like when you first meet them, or do you just want to slide it in there?
You kind of want to know what they want, where they're going. You don't want to be just dating someone just to date. You want to know where they're going. If their intentions are just to date you, or are they looking for a spouse, or what they've been through. You scared me.
Oh, that was me. Huh?
Somebody creeping up behind you. Yeah. Yeah, you kind of want to know a little bit. I mean, you're not bringing your bridal bouquet to the first date either. You know, showing up in the veil.
Okay, hey! So if you're dating somebody, should you tell them up front, like, hey, I'm not trying to date for years. I'm trying to get married. I want to have a family, or I don't want to have a family.
Well,
should you say that up front?
I would just say I'm looking for something long term. I would just call it long term. You know what I mean? I wouldn't exactly put a definite title on it. Like, you know, I'm looking for marriage. I'm looking for, because that makes you seem kind of, that might scare a guy off. You know what I mean?
But do you want to play around? Do you want to be serious?
Like I said.
How do you ease it in there?
Like I said, I would say I'm looking for something long term. Long term can mean a number of things.
You're such a salesman.
I bear myself emotional. I tell you up front, you know.
So she's emotionally with a shade.
No,
you're a burlesque dancer.
There you go.
So you shouldn't just be a stripper, just spreading your emotions.
Yeah, I'm a teaser.
You should be. You should be a burlesque.
Yeah, I'm a teaser a little bit. Yeah.
So those of you out there, be a burlesque emotional dancer.
Yeah.
Not just the stripper.
Yeah. You know, don't. I feel like being too forward. That's
scary. Oh, he said, don't toss out the M word on the first part of dating.
Exactly.
I'm getting the fuck out.
You might not even get your dinner paid for that way. The guy will say he's going to the bathroom and never come back.
Tell him, you know what? We need to do this fast because I'm ovulating. So, oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm ovulating, so we need to hurry this up.
Yeah. My biological.
My clock is ticking.
I
what if a guy says it? Because a lot of guys want kids too, but a lot of ladies don't. You know? I mean, this is the new age. People always say that, every woman should want a child. Wow. But that's not so.
So because I'm a female, I'm a woman, my womb just screams to give birth.
He said, split the bill, no further dates.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what?
You won't get a second one if I got to come out of my pocket. You're exactly right.
But, like, some guys try to trap ladies, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of men want kids. Oh, I want a baby with you.
No. Like, no. We're good. No. No, I don't want that. Like, what is that showing? Like, ownership or something? Like, no.
Yeah, why do y'all want kids with you?
The passerbyer. Is answering a question.
Why? I could be a bad mom. I could have.
He said, "Don't tell him. Just we have a really weak pullout game.
Oh.
Well, you know what, guys? You need to tighten that up.
That's scary.
We pull out games. We pull out games.
That's scary.
You need to tighten that up.
You need to cover that up. You know your pull out game is
Or you need to call the Spartans, the Trojans in to come help out.
Exactly. Magnums.
Because if you have a weak pull out game.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say? This is just on plan too.
Right. It feels too good. I'm good. Come on, millennial. Oh my gosh. So he said, but if I want to make a baby, I can weaken it. Can a man do that?
What?
Weaken. I don't know.
Some of those fun.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, they're all listening. Yeah, so I don't know. Oh, he said, if you keep up with your
Kegels?
The Kegel muscles. Men have those too?
I don't know. Ask me.
Do men have those?
No.
He said for sure.
I don't.
Caught in the hair. We call them dick ups. Oh, so when you, so like when the man moves his privateer up and down.
Okay.
Those are their muscles.
Okay.
That are similar to, I didn't know that could make it stronger. So how many dick ups a day do you have to do to work up on the pull out game? Wow. Okay. Well, I will take that and see what some consultants say about that.
Ooh, okay.
Some dick ups.
So that keeps it strong.
He said, I don't count. I just keep going.
Okay. It's strong.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard if you, like, don't go to the bathroom right away and try to hold it, mm-hmm. that's supposed to make it stronger, too.
That's just messing with your bladder.
Oh, you got a sponsor. Oh, who's your sponsor? We need to get Viagra to sponsor us, huh?
Sponsored by Viagra. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Just keeps going and going. Sexwings.com. Okay, we're going to have to look into that. That sounds very different. Yeah, Sex Wings. So what do they sell on there? Sex wings. Sex swings.
Sex wings.
Sex swings. I said sex and sex.
The love swing.
Ooh, the love swing.
And you hook it up like to your ceiling. And, yeah, I want to.
You know what, Glenn? We're going to have to talk. I don't think my ceiling is strong enough for that. Yeah. Might pull something down. But a sex
probably
swing.
Probably at your other house.
Yeah. You know what? I've seen a sex swing at the Green Door in Las Vegas.
And you know the kids will be playing in that thing.
We'll be like, Mommy!
We got a swing!
We got a swing!
I love this toy! I can see them doing
push
that.
Me.
Yeah, that would be a disaster.
You can move your legs way up!
A disaster! A disaster!
Oh my goodness!
You have to keep your room locked if you had that.
Oh, you and Christina must be doing some things over there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I like
but that. Yeah, so remember we went to the Green Door that time?
Yeah.
And that old man was like, you want to get on this and try it? He said that to me.
I don't remember that.
And he was like an older guy, like somebody like looked like an old social studies teacher. Somebody,
does.
Yeah. Like that you would never expect to be in the Green Door.
Oh, my goodness.
I wonder if it's open now.
I'd
you imagine being the Green Door?
Yeah.
I'll go in there if I have to wear a mask. Well, you know they have to sanitize anything anyway.
In the hot tub, but then the water's hot, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, he said they talked about kids using sex swings last night. How much do they cost? The sex swings?
It's pretty pricey.
You have to have like balance.
Because
they're made out of leather, right?
Yeah, but you got to get in, put your legs. You're like crossed like this, you know?
But your legs have to open, though.
Yeah, exactly. Like like you're straddling kind of like this in the swing. So that would be kind of hard because first of all, it's up in the air. So it's got, did you ever see that movie 9 to 5?
Yeah.
So that's what they had him in, I believe. That thing they had their boss in.
Oh, the setup. So do you have to have a professional? He said 50 to 300. Yeah. Depending on. So yeah, you would have to have somebody. You get on that swing and it falls down.
I don't want the $50 one. I'm going to go for the better model.
I'll go $250.
I'm usually pretty cheap, but I'm going to have to go for the better model on that. Yeah, I'm afraid. I'll get in there and get the swing in.
And you then, fall on your behind.
And then I'll be a sex sent me to the ER. I'll be on that show, okay? I'll be on that show. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We went from one show to another.
Yeah, I would really like to see the setup for that.
Have you oh yeah, how they would do it?
Oh, like 50 is just for like a portable swing.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, a portable. So the portable. Can you email me a picture of that, please? I would like to know more about that.
I'd like to know more.
I mean, you know, for research.
Yeah.
I would like to research that. And then further go a dollar up for the ceiling thingy. Yeah, because you probably need like all kinds of hooks and stuff.
Oh, that's me.
I would like to. Glenn, do you want me to send you my email again? I want to send me the link to that. Yeah, I want to see the portable one. It's more of a permanent entity. Okay. Yeah, that would be nice. Okay. I'm just saying, you know, for some people, I'm not talking about me.
Talking about
you. So you need like a sex dungeon. Would a garage work? a garage would work, right?
If you don't plan on using it.
I mean, if it has gym equipment on one side, and then you could divide that off. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, for some people that might want to have that.
Right. Hint, hint.
Yeah. Yeah. Then really, why are you thinking?
Sex swing.
She's thinking about that too, dividing her garage.
It. No.
I said it.
I'm doing mine in the basement. I'm
well, you know what? Now. They don't have basements on the West Coast, so we gotta just use what we have. Pump some weights and exactly, and get some sexercise. Right, because when you work out, that makes you want to become more frisky.
Is that right?
That is a sex swing, but
not the hook.
Yeah.
Somebody made.
Okay, so Kimberly's pulling up a picture, and she's like, is that it? That's just one position that you can do on
no,
that.
No, but somebody
type
like
of
got
swing.
A rope and got like a piece of wood, and they just.
Could you make your. That would be an awesome show. Like,
yeah, watch it.
I'm snorting.
Oh, God.
Oh my gosh. Don't drink beer in the heat.
Yeah, watch it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so if you get a board and some rope
and tie it to the ceiling really well.
So, yeah, like have some hooks
really
and clamps
well,
and stuff like that.
Okay.
It could work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a background in like carpentry or you know something.
It'll be publishable.
Yeah.
Yes, Glenn, it will.
Yeah. Maybe ask the guy at Home Depot what type of screw.
Right. Right.
Hold human weight.
So I'm thinking that you have to get that rope. You know that we were talking about that you work for your arms. You know those. Oh yeah, most serial killers carry ropes with them and duct tape, right?
And we
cream. You're a good serial killer. Whipped cream and honey.
Yeah. Which do you prefer?
I feed honey to all of my victims.
Sugar free honey.
Sugar free in case they're diabetic.
Yeah. I don't want you sitting.
Right.
What is shock? Then I gotta take it to the hospital.
Well, sir, what was she doing? What? I just found her. Okay, we're sorry. We're back.
Oh my
but
God.
Yeah, a DIY. I bet we can find that on YouTube. A do-it-yourself swing with a board. It's a rope. But anyway, so we're back. So you guys, we just wanted to make this a short show tonight, today, rather. What time is it? Well, on Eastern Standard Time, it is 4:52 p.m. So we just wanted to check in on the world and see how you are. Shouts out to everyone in Europe, in Canada, in the USA that listen to us, Two Crazy Sisters. Please follow us. Oh, it's almost 5.
Oh, wow.
Where you are? Oh, yeah, yeah, 4:52. Yeah, 4:52. Oh, a spider!
Okay.
It's still alive! It's still alive!
Wow. The whole show stopped.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Okay, I feel gross now.
Live to the world.
You gotta clip this.
You know what it takes to bring her down.
I don't like spiders.
He was radioactive. You had spidey powers.
What do I want to shoot out webs from?
You wouldn't want to be Spider Girl.
No.
I would be spinning webs and, you know, flying through DC and helping people and, you know what I'm saying?
No,
yeah.
No.
That would be so, I get to wear a costume year round. Are you kidding
Maybe
me?
Maybe if I was bitten like by a tiger or something.
You would be tiger.
Tiger lady, tiger woman.
I don't know. She serves a purpose.
Or maybe like a sweet little mouse.
She doesn't serve a purpose.
Mouse girl.
She doesn't serve a purpose in the superhero world.
You know,
what
like.
What does tiger woman do?
Tiger can just scratch your eyes out.
You're going to be on the next production of Cats. You're going to be on Broadway. She don't even need the costume. She just come in with
bad boys.
Be a worthwhile superhero.
Okay, so you're on the site, M, and this blog is sad. Okay. Well, Glenn, we're sending you a shout out, as always. I'm still trying to stay awake. It's summertime now, so I want to stay awake for your show. What time is your show on again? Because you know I'm old. Old people have to go to bed. Glory hole. Okay. Yes, I know what a glory hole is.
Oh, I didn't know.
I mean, I'm not that young.
Okay.
I know what a glory hole is. Yes. And I bet after this coronavirus break is over, there are going to be a lot of babies being born.
Yeah.
Because people have been at home doing all kinds of DIY experimental things.
Yeah.
creating their own swings.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, getting back to what we were saying, I like to give shots out to my people in Europe, in Africa, in the DR, in Ecuador, in the USA, and I see you people in Arizona. What's good with you? So like 7-ish your time. Okay, what day, Glenn? Are you guys coming on every day? Oh, today? 7-ish? Okay, so if I am home at that time, then I will definitely log in to see what you guys are talking about. So we can talk about some swings.
Where my swingers at?
Wow. That's a whole nother show. We'll talk about swinging.
I mean, swing. Where my swings at?
Yeah.
I mean, like, when I say swingers, I mean people that like to swing.
Not all evening, Glenn. Not all evening. Swingers. Where my Zorgies at? Okay, I'm going to go now. Okay, guys. So thank you. And we will talk to you later on this week. I'm blocked from there. Huh. Okay. Glenn, I'll hit you back. We'll talk. All right, you guys. So thank you for listening, and we will see you.
Peace and blessings.
All right. See you later.